at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
72 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia, 75 in Atchison. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the science behind the two terrible earthquakes that rocked Venezuela. They occurred just seconds apart. Both of them were over 7 in magnitude on the scale they use for measuring earthquakes. Big earthquakes like that usually don't happen just boom, boom, right like that. So why did these? We'll look into it. We'll also hear from some of the survivors, people involved in the rescue effort down in Venezuela, all coming up in our next half hour.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Next time on Prairie Journal, which happens to be at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR2, we're going to be talking about President Dwight David Eisenhower and the Red Scare tactics of Joseph McCarthy. Also, the story of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Prairie Journal, Kay McIntyre is your host at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
A flood watch in effect through tomorrow morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. 90% chance of showers and storms tonight, with possibly heavy localized rainfall. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for it. This is NPR News.
Death tolls in Venezuela are rising after two powerful earthquakes that struck back-to-back, toppling high-rises and causing widespread chaos. Emergency workers from several countries, including the U.S., are aiding in the search for survivors.
That's their most immediate need right now, is search and rescue efforts.
That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
News headlines are coming up next. There is a flood watch in effect through tomorrow morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. We are expecting rainfall tonight with a 90% chance of showers and storms. It's 6:30.
Bashir says affordable housing programs and policies to speed up construction are essential for seniors, veterans, and low-income families who are struggling with the cost of keeping a roof over their heads without them. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a jury award for a St. Louis man who successfully sued the makers of Roundup, claiming the herbicide gave him cancer. As Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, the ruling derails some other lawsuits.
John Durnell claimed that years of using Roundup gave him blood cancer. A jury agreed and awarded him $1.25 million, chiefly because there's no cancer risk warning on the Roundup label. The World Health Organization says that Roundup is probably carcinogenic to humans. but the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency disagrees. It's found no link to cancer, and it's in charge of warning labels. Bridget Rollins at the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas says the court found that Bayer, the maker of Roundup, can't be sued in state court for complying with federal regulations.
The federal law is the deciding factor here, and now these failure to warn claims cannot come to court.
That's a blow to thousands of litigants who think Roundup gave them cancer. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Nurses at two Wichita hospitals plan to hold a one-day strike to protest what they say are workplace safety concerns. A nationwide nurses union announced today that nurses at Ascension, Via Christi, St. Francis, and St. Joseph hospitals will go on strike on July 6th. The strike notice follows a vote earlier this week by nurses at both hospitals. The union says hospital leaders have not addressed concerns about workplace violence protection as part of contract negotiations. Union leaders say advance notice of the strike will allow hospital management to make plans for patient care during the strike. Groups in southeast Kansas have a higher success rate for reuniting children in foster care with their original families. The most recent data from the Kansas Department for Children and Families shows 45% of children in southeast Kansas are reunited with family as compared to the statewide rate of 31%. Shailene Owens with foster care service TFI says they have programs that offer support from parents who have firsthand experience being separated from children.
So when you're working with someone and you've been in their shoes, that helps you, right, to understand the process.
Owens recommends placing foster kids with relatives and keeping them in their home county if possible. This helps keep kids connected to their biological parents. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Thunderstorms after midnight could produce locally heavy rainfall. It's going to be humid overnight with a low in the mid-60s. There's a flood watch in effect through Friday morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Be sure you have multiple ways to be notified if a flash flood warning is issued for your region overnight. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week, where our featured artist is Maria the Mexican with their recent performance at the Dole Institute of Politics. More new releases from Kansas artists, as well as a featured performance by Maria the Mexican, on 105 Live this week, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. Stay with us at 7:01. You will hear Classics Live on your KPR One stations, followed by an hour of classical music, followed in turn by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle featuring Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Quick reminder, there is a flood watch in effect through tomorrow morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. We are concerned about these showers and storms moving through the area tonight. They're not very predictable, and in some pockets you could see intense rainfall at points during the evening, so be cautious out there.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. From the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com.
Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency after two devastating earthquakes. Our continued coverage on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Classics Live is coming up next. We will hear a recording done live to tape, of the Topeka Symphony tonight. Then, of course, at 9 o'clock tonight, we shift gears and it's Jazz in the Night, featuring music from the Vinyl Vault.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com.
A flood watch is in effect through tomorrow morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. A 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. It is 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert, featuring an internationally known, award-winning concert pianist, Chae Yung Park, who just happened to grow up in Lawrence, Kansas, studying with KU piano professor Jack Weinrock. She'll be featured in the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. But first, here's music director Kyle Wiley-Pickett to lead the Topeka Symphony through the procession of the Sardars, or leaders, from Mlada, a show by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We'll be right back. the Topeka Symphony, starting off this November 2024 program here in White Concert Hall, part of their Putting on the Ritz series of 2024-2025 season. That was the Procession of the Tsardars by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Their conductor, Kyle Wiley-Pickett, acknowledges the applause. Now the stagehands are moving out the 9-foot concert grand here at Washburn for the Edvard Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto, probably the number one piano concerto in music lovers' hearts around the world. It's in three movements, and Grieg wrote this in his native Norway in 1868 when he was only 24 years old. Our soloist is a young woman who was the first female Korean pianist to win the Hilton Head International Piano Competition in 2019. That led to her Carnegie Hall solo debut. She could play anything from the French Baroque to contemporary works by composers like Eunsuk Chen. Jaeyoung Park started studying piano with KU professor Jack Weinrock when she was still a child in Lawrence, Kansas. She earned her artist's diploma from the Juilliard School. She was recently a finalist in the 2023 Rubinstein Piano Competition. Here is our local girl made good, Jaeyoung Park, at the piano in front of the orchestra with the Topeka Symphony to bring you Grieg's Piano Concerto. That's the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, led by their conductor and music director, Kyle Wiley Pickett. Here in Washburn's White Concert Hall, the featured soloist is known around the world as a concert and chamber pianist, and she grew up in Lawrence. Chae-Yung Park, soloist in the Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 16, by Edvard Grieg. Rumor had it backstage that there might be an encore. Here she is again on stage in front of the orchestra, although the players are just eagerly listening. A sweet choice for an encore. That was George Gershwin's Embraceable You, played by tonight's Topeka Symphony soloist, Chae-Yung Park. Kansas Public Radio is honored to be able to record tonight's concert. Since we're based in Lawrence at KU, KPR has welcomed Chae-Yung Park many times to our live performance studio so she could play on the radio. Listen for her recordings of those appearances, dating back to 2011 or before, when she was a very impressive, very young woman. Thanks for joining us for this Topeka Symphony concert. Tobias Ascension St. Smith recorded the concert, and I'm your classical concert mate, Cordelia Brown. If you'd like to hear this concert on Classics Live again, all you have to do is check our website a bit after this broadcast on the Classics Live page to click play on the sound file. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
From the 2003 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, Mozart's Flute Quartet in F Major. Another KPR recording here on Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been massive.
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more info, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson met with President Trump for several hours today, a day.
Teams from Virginia and California to Venezuela to help locate survivors of the earthquake. The Virginia team will include 80 people and 6 dogs. Local authorities say they believe hundreds of people are still stuck under rubble. The $150 million from the U.S. of humanitarian support, as the country has been in deep political and financial crisis for many years. Fatma Tanis, NPR News.
The Supreme Court has ruled 6-3 that the Trump administration can revoke temporary protected status. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider says the decision puts more than 1 million people from Haiti and Syria at imminent risk.
Hossein El-Bakri is an attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project representing the plaintiffs.
Those people will be subject to arrest, detention, deportation by the Trump administration. And for the more than 1.3 million TPS holders around the country, those folks will be in imminent danger of the same, depending on what the status of their case is.
Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito said that TPS functions at the discretion of the president and is not subject to court review. He also wrote President Trump's past statements with respect to Haitians were policy-based and not racially discriminatory. Justice Elena Kagan wrote in dissent that Trump's statements about Haitians were, quote, so repellent and racially inflected that the majority declines to put them in print. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
The U.S. stock market drifted to a mixed finish today. Apple shares dropped after hiking prices on many products. It's NPR. A deadly heat wave continues in Europe. The U.K. set a new record for its hottest June day, with temperatures reaching nearly 97 degrees. NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab reports.
The record-breaking heat shows no signs of letting up, with a rare red extreme heat alert now in place until the weekend. Transport has been disrupted as railways buckle under the heat, thousands of schools have shut, and several hospitals have declared critical incidents as their machines fail. Most buildings in the UK don't have AC. Housing and climate groups are warning that the UK is built for a climate that no longer exists.
NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab reporting. The FCC is considering changes to a program that has provided schools and libraries with internet service for decades. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
The E-Rate program is a federal initiative that provides discounted internet reevaluation and public comment as the FCC decides whether the program should be, quote, narrowed or reoriented. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr cited students' increased screen time and declining test scores as a reason to impose restrictions and seek public comment on whether E-rate-funded networks are being used for educational purposes. Commissioner Ana Gomez argues that weakening the program would, quote, deepen educational inequities and move us further away from digital equity, not closer to it. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Astronomers have uncovered a pair of super puff planets. They're the size of Jupiter but have less density than cotton candy. The findings were published in monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Thank you.
Lamont Anonym, or Anonymous Lover. That's the overture to the opera by Joseph Boulogne, the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. He was sometimes known as the Black Mozart. In fact, that comes to us from a CD by Tafelmusik called The Black Mozart. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good evening, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Thursday evening. A big thank you to everyone who stopped by the KPR table at the Sunflower Music Festival last night. It was nice to meet so many of you, along with Max and Amber from KPR, or maybe you stop by our table on Monday evening at the Sunflower Music Festival. Really nice to meet so many people. Coming from the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival, this is Beethoven's string quartet, the Harp Quartet, so called because of the pizzicato section in the first movement. You might hear some hints of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, as well as a little bit of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto. That's in the Harp Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Ending. That's the Harp Quartet by Beethoven from the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival at Washburn University in Topeka. Philip Manning on violin, Orlando Wells viola, Sasha Mandel and Claudio Jeffrey on cello. Again, that's from the Sunflower Music Festival. A big thank you again to everyone who stopped by the Sunflower Music Festival KPR table last night. It was so nice to meet so many of you. You've got two more nights to enjoy the Sunflower Music Festival tomorrow night, and then their finale Saturday evening at White Concert Hall. Those concerts at 7:30. They are free and open to the public. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Coming up, it's Thomas DeVoren's Midwestern Suite. I heard this at last week's Lawrence City Band concert and fell in love with the third movement, Sunset. We'll hear three movements, Prairie, Storm, and Sunset, a Midwestern Suite by Thomas DeVoren. It's performed here by the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble, conducted by Paul Popiel on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That Sunset, part of the Midwestern Suite by Tom DeVoren of Benedictine College in Atchison. Before that, we heard the other two movements, Prairie and Storm, Midwestern Suite by Tom DeVoren, performed by the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble, Paul Popiel conducting. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Finally, something a little different. All right, very different. It's the Really Eclectic String Quartet, also known as Rescue, R-E-S-Q. Sure enough, this is a really eclectic choice for a string quartet. See if you can name that tune on Kansas Public Radio. Rescue, the Really Eclectic String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at Kansas Public Radio or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. A flood watch remains in effect for much of the KPR listening area. We've got showers and thunderstorms in our forecast overnight tonight. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Our outlook for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, not so warm. Highs only around 80 degrees, but quite humid. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Manhattan, 73 degrees in Topeka. Coming up next is NPR News, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. The time is 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton.